This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 260 for Tuesday, February 7th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was mostly lower after an up-and-down day of trade on Tuesday. Chicago soy oil was on the rise, while European rapeseed was higher and Malaysian palm oil was mostly lower. Crude oil gained more than $2 US per barrel, as Saudi Arabia expressed confidence in an upcoming recovery of Chinese demand. The Canadian dollar was up less than one-tenth of a US cent compared to Monday's close. Earlier today, Statistics Canada reported that there were 11.356 million tons of canola stocks as of December 31st, compared to only 8.786 million 1 year earlier. The March canola contract was down $1 per ton at $832.50. In the US, corn and soybeans were down while wheat was mixed. The US Department of Agriculture is releasing its monthly supply-demand estimates on Wednesday. Statistics Canada showed that there were 11.862 million tons of corn stocks as of December 31st, an increase of 332,000 tons. Monthly export data from the U.S. Census showed December U.S. corn exports at 145.4 million bushels. Also, 74.16 million gallons of ethanol were shipped, down 9% from last November and down 38% from December 2021. Agricultural consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier is keeping his corn crop estimates at 125 million tons for Brazil and 44 million for Argentina. The March corn contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.74. Canadian soybean stocks were 3.654 million tons as of December 31st, an increase of 449,000 tons from the end of 2021, according to Statistics Canada. The U.S. Census pegged December U.S. soybean exports at 8.295 million tons, up 2.3% from last year, as well as 1.196 million tons of soy meal and 15,700 tons of soy oil. Dr. Cordonnier kept his estimate for Brazilian soybean production steady at 151 million tons and cut Argentina's by 1 million tons to 38 million. The March soybean contract was down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.15. Canadian wheat stocks as of December 31st were 22.294 million tons, compared to 16.816 million 1 year earlier, according to Statistics Canada. U.S. Census data is showing that 1.079 million tons of domestic wheat were shipped in December, the lowest monthly volume since October 1971. Dry conditions are expected for the U.S. southwestern plains this week, but precipitation should arrive within 6 to 10 days. The March Chicago wheat contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $7.50. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.86. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was unchanged at $9.18 U.S. per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, February 7th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.